Dream stuff. Etymologically, the word science comes from the Latin word scire, which means to know. What the founders of quantum physics realized is that the proper subject matter of science is not what is out there, but rather what we can know about our world and ourselves. At the quantum level, science becomes inseparable from epistemology. Quantum physics has realized that it is no longer representing the state of, for example, an objectively existing elementary particle per se, but rather only our knowledge of its apparent behavior, a subtle but very important difference. This knowledge is a state of mind experienced in our subjective sphere of consciousness rather than being a state of some actual external material thing. This failure of thingness is one of the fundamental features of the quantum world. In the quantum realm, we never end up with things, but always with interactive relationships. Our thinking mind can't grasp or relate to the simplicity, elegance, and ungraspability of the quantum realm. Physicist Nick Herbert, author of Quantum Reality, calls the fundamental elements that the quantum realm are composed of quantum stuff, a non-substance which, in his words, combines particle and wave at once in a peculiar quantum style all its own. Wheeler's colleague, physicist Wojciech Zurek, refers to this quantum stuff as dream stuff. This quantum dream stuff, the underlying fabric out of which we call reality is made, is what is called epiontic. The word epiontic is the synthesis of the two terms epistemic, the root of the word epistemology, which has to do with the act of knowing, and ontic, the root of the word ontology, which has to do with existence and being. To say something is epiontic is to suggest something whose existence is intrinsically intertwined with the knowledge we have of it. To be epiontic is to imply that the act of knowing creates its being, which is to say that just as within a dream, the act of perception creates the existence of whatever is perceived. At the quantum level, being and knowing, perception and reality, epistemology and ontology are inextricably entangled. The world that appears to be an independent material world is constructed from quantum epiontic dream stuff, which is of the nature of mind or consciousness. This quantum epiontic dream stuff is capable of producing the seeming solidity of the material world from out of the process of perception. To quote Graham Smitham, author of Quantum Buddhism, Dancing in Emptiness, the appearance of the material world is a matter of deeply etched quantum epiontic memes. The more often a particular perception takes place, the more deeply it is imprinted into our unconscious, and hence, the more likely it is to reoccur in the future. The laws of physics that are extrapolated and distilled from our experience of the universe are based on regularities in our habits of what we pay attention to. Note the similarity to biologist Rupert Sheldrake's idea of morphogenetic fields. Sheldrake is of the opinion that memory is inherent in nature, and that the laws of nature are more like ingrained habit patterns which create a well-worn groove or karmic rut in our perceptual system that makes it more probable that we will see things in this way in the future. Once our inner perceptions gain enough momentum, at a certain point they will be perceived as external to and independent of ourselves. Perceptions that subscribe to the inherent existence of the physical world feed back and strengthen the unconscious habitual tendency to perceive the world in this same way in the future, as well as making it more likely that the world will continue to appear as if it is inherently existing. If we buy into the perspective that the world objectively exists in and by itself, we have fallen under a self-created and self-perpetuating spell, evoking evidence that simply confirms our original unexamined assumption. This is a process in which our mind's own genius for co-creating reality is unwittingly turned against us in a way that can severely limit us, stifling the awareness of our options and thus crippling our greater potentials. We can become imprisoned by our belief in the objective truth of our perceptions in such a way that we hypnotize ourselves and literally become blind to our imprisonment, remaining convinced that in our deluded state we are simply in touch with reality. Unfortunately, this is a grievous error with quite serious consequences that many of us have fallen into. The persistent appearance of the classical world is generated by innumerable sentient beings through a continuous web of rapidly repeated, habitual perceptions over vast stretches of time, which amounts to a collective intersubjective feedback loop. Once the appearance of an apparently stable material world gains enough momentum, it develops a self-sustaining pattern which confers a seeming immutability upon our world, a perception which literally becomes reinforced, inscribed, and embedded into the very quantum ground of being. Speaking of quantum events in his typically poetic way, Wheeler writes, "Flaunting their freedom from formula, they yet fabricate firm form." Solidifying the fluid dreamlike nature of our world, we then create a collective dream that seems by all appearances to be solid and fully classical. Referring to the outside world, Zurich writes that in whatever way it manifests, it acts as a communication channel. It is like a big advertising billboard, which floats multiple copies of the information about our universe all over the place. The more often a perception of an independent, objective world is made, the more potent becomes the classical world's advertising billboard campaign, increasing its broadcasting power as it further proliferates its meme into more people's minds. The universe, Wheeler writes in his personal journal, is an enormous construction we all have a part in. We are all collaboratively dreaming up the universe together. To quote Wheeler, "We are tiny patches of the universe looking at itself and building itself."